Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Juliet Arakel with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has one of the biggest social security covers in the world, with 95 crore people getting benefits under its schemes. Also mentions WHO declaration of trachoma-free India. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister urges people to remember those who fought against imposition of emergency. Odisha government orders high-level administrative probe into Puri stampede. District magistrate and superintendent of police transferred. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishno directs Railway Board to initiate preparing reservation charts 8 hours prior to train departure in phased manner. Southwest monsoon covers entire country today, 9 days ahead of normal date. IMD says heavy to very heavy rainfall activity likely over central India and northwest India in next 2 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with the feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes.
हाल ही में इंटरनेशनल लेबर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ILO की बड़ी अहम रिपोर्ट आई है। इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि भारत की 64% से ज्यादा आबादी को अब कोई न कोई सोशल प्रोटेक्शन बेनिफिट जरूर मिल रहा है। सामाजिक सुरक्षा ये दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी कवरेज में से एक है। आज देश के लगभग 95 करोड़ लोग किसी ना किसी सोशल सिक्योरिटी योजना का लाभ पा रहे हैं। भारत में स्वास्थ्य से लेकर सामाजिक सुरक्षा तक हर क्षेत्र में देश सैचुरेशन की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, big crises can be confronted, and if it was the strength of the people, they did not bow down, did not break down, and did not accept any compromise with democracy. He said those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं वो दौर कैसा था। इमरजेंसी लगाने वालों ने ना सिर्फ हमारे संविधान की हत्या की, बल्कि उनका इरादा न्यायपालिका को भी अपना गुलाम बनाए रखने का था। इस दौरान लोगों को बड़े पैमाने पर प्रताड़ित किया गया था। इसके ऐसे अनेक उदाहरण हैं जिन्हें कभी भी भुलाया नहीं जा सकता। जॉर्ज फर्नांडिस साहब को जंजीरों में बांधा गया था। अनेक लोगों को कठोर यातनाएं दी गई।
Mr. Modi said, Bodoland in Assam today stands out in the country with a new face and a new identity. He said the energy and confidence that the youth there have is most visible on the football field.
बोडोलैंड आज अपने एक नए रूप के साथ देश के सामने खड़ा है। यहाँ के युवाओं में जो ऊर्जा है, जो आत्मविश्वास है, वो फुटबॉल के मैदान में सबसे ज्यादा दिखता है। बोडो टेरिटोरियल एरिया में बोडोलैंड कैंप कप का आयोजन हो रहा है। ये सिर्फ एक टूर्नामेंट नहीं है, ये एकता और उम्मीद का उत्सव बन गया है। 3,700 से ज्यादा टीमें, करीब 70,000 खिलाड़ी और उनमें भी बड़ी संख्या में हमारी बेटियों की भागीदारी, ये आंकड़े बोडोलैंड में बड़े बदलाव की गाथा सुना रहे हैं।
To mark the 50th anniversary of the imposition of emergency, a period remembered as one of the darkest chapters in India's democratic history, different programs are being held around the country. During the period, people who were imprisoned under MISA are being facilitated. We spoke to veteran journalist Balbir Dutt, who shared his experience during the dark days of emergency.
26 जून 1975 को 8 बजे का हिंदी न्यूज बुलेटिन में इंदिरा गांधी बोल रही थी। वो समझ में आया था कि देश में इमरजेंसी लगा दी गई है। उसके बाद ये बताया गया कि सेंसरशिप लागू कर दिया गया है, तो आप कोई भी समाचार बिना संवाद अधिकारी उसको दिखलाए बिना आप छाप नहीं सकते। तो सेंसरशिप की हालत तो ये है कि जयप्रकाश नारायण के अलावा बाकी भी अपोजिशन के जो बड़े लीडर थे जैसे अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी, चरण सिंह, मोरारजी देसाई वगैरह गिरफ्तार कर लिए गए, और आम लोगों को पता ही नहीं था कि इन बड़े नेताओं को भी गिरफ्तार कर लिया गया है।
The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple at Sharada Bali in Puri that occurred early this morning. Development Commissioner of Odisha Anu Garg will probe into the tragic incident in which 3 devotees, including 2 women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. The mishap took place this morning when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra on their respective chariots, Nandi Ghosh, Taldhwaja and Devadalina. Mo from our correspondent.
Taking the stampede incident very seriously, the Odisha government has transferred district magistrate and superintendent of police of Puri for their negligence in duties and also suspended 2 other senior police officials. The development commissioner who will inquire into the incident has been asked to submit the report in a month's time. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Maji has deeply condoled the death of devotees and said his government will not tolerate negligence towards the safety of the devotees. He has declared an ekrasya amount of 25 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the 3 deceased. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from tomorrow. She will grace the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute at Bareilly. On the same day, the president will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the government's firm resolve to eradicate Maoism from the country by next year. He made it clear that no dialogue will be held with armed left-wing extremists. Addressing a Kisan Sammelan in Nizamabad after inaugurating the National Turmeric Board headquarters, Mr. Shah requested Maoists to surrender and integrate into the national mainstream.
Sare log hathiyar chhod do! और सरेंडर करो, मगर सरेंडर नहीं करेंगे तो हमने तय किया है 31 मार्च 2026 के पहले इस देश से नक्सलवाद को हम समाप्त कर देंगे। हमारी सरकार का नीति है जिनके हाथ में हथियार है उनसे कोई बातचीत नहीं होगी।
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishno has directed the Railway Board to initiate the implementation of preparing reservation charts 8 hours prior to train departure in a phased manner. This move will reduce uncertainties for passengers with waitlist tickets. It will also provide more time to make alternative arrangements in case the waitlist is not confirmed. For trains departing before 2 p.m. in the afternoon, the chart should be prepared the previous day at 9 p.m. itself. Mr. Vaishno emphasized that the ticketing system should be smart, transparent, accessible and efficient. Railways is undertaking a series of steps to make ticket booking easier. The new upgraded modern passenger reservation system is designed to handle 10 times the current load. The Railways Ministry said the new reservation system is capable of generating over 1,50,000 rail tickets per minute, which is about 5 times the current capacity of 32,000 tickets. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today announced the formation of a committee headed by Dr. Narendra Jadhav to make recommendations regarding the 3-language formula in schools. addressing a press conference after the traditional high tea on the eve of the monsoon session of the state legislature, Mr. Fadnavis also declared that both earlier government resolutions on the issue have been cancelled. He further criticized the opposition party's decision to boycott the high tea, stating that the opposition lacks new ideas, creativity, and a public-oriented vision. He alleged that their stance changes with power, one opposition while in power and another when out, and accused them of opposing merely for the sake of opposition. Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. A team of National Commission for Women led by Dr. Archana Majumdar today visited the Law College in Kolkata in connection with the alleged gang rape case. Meanwhile, the Kolkata police have formed a special investigation team led by an assistant commissioner of police to probe it. Police have arrested four persons, including a security guard, in the case. The monsoon has covered the entire country today, 9 days before the normal date. Heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over many parts of Jharkhand, Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Goa, Gujarat and Northeast India during next 7 days. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General of India Meteorological Department, IMD, Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country against the expected date of 8th of July.
This year, southwest monsoon has covered entire country about 9 days before the normal date. And today, it has covered the entire country. The monsoon is in good condition. There is a low pressure area over northwest Bay of Bengal, adjoining Bangladesh and West Bengal coast. It is expected to move west-northwestwards. Also, the monsoon trough is near normal position. We are expecting very good rainfall activity over central India, starting from Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, off to the northwest India. And there could be heavy to very heavy rainfall at some places over central India and northwest India during the next 2 to 3 days.
Dr. Mohapatra said that the monsoon has also arrived in the national capital, Delhi. He said the city will receive light to moderate rainfall over the next 2 days. The monsoon remains fully active across all parts of Himachal Pradesh, with several areas experiencing heavy rainfall over the past 24 hours. Major rivers and streams in the state are in spate, and water is being released from dams built on these rivers. The administration has urged people to stay alert, avoid going near rivers and streams, and refrain from unnecessary travel. A report.
The torrential rain has intensified the flow of rivers and streams, prompting the release of water from several dams. All gates of the Pandoho Dam in Mandi district have been opened and water is being released in a regulated manner. Meanwhile, electricity generation at Deher Powerhouse has been temporarily halted due to an increase of silt levels. A total of 129 roads have been closed for vehicular movement due to landslides. The administration has once again appealed to people to avoid venturing near water bodies and to limit travel. So far, 39 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents across the state, while 4 individuals are still reported missing. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, rivers and streams are in spate due to continuous rain in the high-altitude areas of the state. Our correspondent said that an increase in the water level of Ganga has been recorded in Haridwar. Foreign investors pumped more than 13,107 crore rupees into Indian equity markets last week amid easing global geopolitical and trade tensions. In women's FIH Pro League hockey match between India and China is underway in Berlin. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has one of the biggest social security covers in the world, with 95 crore people getting benefits under its schemes. Also mentions WHO declaration of trachoma-free India. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister urges people to remember those who fought against imposition of emergency. Odisha government orders high-level administrative probe into Puri stampede. District Magistrate and Superintendent of Police transferred. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw directs Railway Board to initiate preparing reservation charts 8 hours prior to train departure in phased manner. Southwest monsoon covers entire country today, 9 days ahead of normal date. IMD says heavy to very heavy rainfall activity likely over central India and northwest India in next 2 days. This is all in the news at 9. Good night.